It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner, and it's sunshiny, but it is cold. Late fall, Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning, as we get ready to talk about what a week it was. 1 week ago, we were... And what a turnout there, as we expect.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And it's time for Blackbird Primitive's annual Christmas open house, November 21st through the 23rd. There will be in-store specials, and with all purchases, you get your name in for a drawing for a $50 gift certificate. This is the time to get your Christmas decor for your home. Blackbird Primitive's Christmas open house, November 21st through the 23rd. Open till 7 p.m. on Thursday and 5:30 on Friday and Saturday. That's Blackbird Primitive's on the south side of the Albia Square. Christmas open house.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Hey, what a beautiful Saturday morning we got going here. We'll forget about the cold weather. Matter of fact, it's going to be warm in about 3 or 4 weeks. This might be actually warm temperatures. But what a week we had last week, just remembering, going back in time and remembering. You know, as we prepare to make our way to the Dome, the caravan of Blue Demon fans that left Albion Monroe County, and that was just the beginning. Because from points unknown across the Midwest, Blue Demon Nation filled that Dome, and standing up there and looking down at that wall of blue that was so adoring of this football team, and the enthusiasm that our kids played with last Saturday night, they made our community proud. And anybody that watched that walk-on and Carol Kemper game yesterday afternoon, what a title fight it was. And and you found out, hey, this Blue Demon football team can play with the best, and a few plays one way or the other, we're playing that championship game and finding ourselves right there. But we were champions, the hearts of champions, making through a regular season undefeated, and then having our community show up and show its heart and the championship that we won. And you talked to everyone that was there, even the Unidome officials, and they talked about that was the size of a crowd that they'd like to see at the Panther games on a Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. It was an amazing turnout to Albia fans. And then to watch our football team do what it did on the dome floor, what an amazing effort it was out of our young guys and our seniors who went out in such class and style, and watching them perform the football field. I was talking to some of the pundits beforehand. You know, of course, the pundits and media types, they don't play football games. They get to talk about them. I know that firsthand on Friday nights. But one of the guys, and I won't mention names, before the game, I was asking him to stop by the broadcast booth, talk about the game at halftime, and he said, well, I don't know if I'll be around here at halftime. I the game's probably going to be over by then. I said, well, will you think Albia's going to win that easily? He said, oh, no, Hawakon's going to walk away at this. And I just shook my head and said, we'll see about that. And the Blue Demons had something dialed up for Hawakon. And Hawakon didn't give Albia any discredit, but the media types and the BCM Moore computer poll had Albia 14-point dogs. But it's a good thing that the game isn't played by computers and by media types. And our Blue Demon fans and our Blue Demon team represented our community well. We're going to talk with the coaches about last Saturday night and relive some of those amazing and astounding moments and the history that was made on that dome floor just 1 week ago today. We'll be right back. Back to the Corn 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Blood sport arrows tipped with rages. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes, and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Sitting here at the Corn 34 and 5, and boy, I'll tell you, it's a Royal Rumble in here right now. We got the defensive line coach, the offensive line coach. They're battling it out here, and so we're going to have a Royal Rumble here in a second, and we're going to bring the cage in. Andre the Giant versus Bulldog Bob Brown here in a few seconds. Bear recognizes some of those names from the good old days of wrestling, but we're going to talk with the coaching staff about last week's performance and about the journey that this team has went on all season long, and what a magical journey it was, and capped off with one of the finest performances you're going to see out of a football team. You're always going to look back and say, oh man, one more play here, one more play there, but they'll never live with regret on the effort they gave, because they gave a first-class effort. And then they followed up with a first-class effort in saluting the winning team and then greeting to their the Blue Demon fans that were there. That was an outstanding and class performance. And if you didn't have a little bit of goosebumps going through your veins and a little bit of a chest pump out there with pride, you probably don't bleed blue. And but as I looked down at Blue Demon Nation that Saturday night after the final whistle went off, there were a lot of tears, but those tears were mainly filled with joy and admiration for their football team and this program. We're going to take a look at all that's going on in the sport world. The Hawks and Michigan are going to kick off here at 11 o'clock. The Cyclones play later tonight in the frozen tundra of Jack Trice Stadium, and lots of other things going on in the sports world, including a big Hawkeye victory last night on the basketball court. Let's go to the sporting news.
This is your NBC Sports Radio update.
NCAA Saturday, the biggie is number 4 Baylor at number 10 Oklahoma State, 8 p.m. kickoff. Earlier games include number 20 Oklahoma at Kansas State, 12 noon. Chattanooga's at number 1 Alabama, 2 p.m. And number 12 Texas A&M, you just heard about it, at number 22 LSU for a 3:30 kick. Also at 3:30, embattled Heisman candidate Jameis Winston and his number 2 Seminoles are hosting Idaho. Report today says the Florida State Attorney will not decide until early next week or later on whether or not to file charges against Winston. NBA news, Derrick Rose badly injured his other knee last night in the Bulls' 98-95 loss to the Blazers. An MRI is scheduled later today when the team is in L.A. NFL, big Sunday night game, Patriots and Broncos face off on NBC. I'm Danny G, NBC Sports Radio, and the NBC Sports Radio mobile app.
What gifts will you get for the holidays this year? A singing bass? Camouflage suspenders? Come to the Polaris 2013 Holiday Sales Event and get what you really want. A great deal on a hardworking Ranger, legendary sportsman, or razor-sharp razor. Go now and get rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Sportsman 400s are rolling for as little as $115 a month. Youth models are even less. You know what you want, and it belongs under real trees. Hurry in for the Polaris 2013 Holiday Sales Event. 2.99% financing and $1,000 rebates end December 31st. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in U.S. subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2014 models. Good through 12/31/13. See dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use. Road use.
Nothing says I love you better on Christmas Day than a gift from Gardner Collier Jewelry. We have a dazzling display of diamond wedding sets and anniversary bands, now 20% off. Or choose from our selection of diamond rings, earrings, and pendants with 25% savings. When gift giving this Christmas, give a gift from Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Shop Menards Home for Christmas sale for big savings and all of your holiday needs. You'll find great deals on gifts, decorations, home decor, and much more. Maintain clean indoor air with Hunter air purifiers. They capture and kill airborne germs, viruses, and bacteria while reducing household odors. An 11 by 14 foot room total air sanitizer by Hunter is on sale for just $99. For the lowest prices every day and sales too, shop Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And it's time for Blackbird Primitive's annual Christmas open house, November 21st through the 23rd. There will be in-store specials, and with all purchases, you get your name in for a drawing for a $50 gift certificate. This is the time to get your Christmas decor for your home. Blackbird Primitive's Christmas open house, November 21st through the 23rd. Open till 7 p.m. on Thursday and 5:30 on Friday and Saturday. That's Blackbird Primitive's on the south side of the Albia Square. Christmas open house.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Royal Rumble about to take place here. The coaches are in the house talking about the last week's big contest. And I'm sitting next to the head coach of the Albion Blue football team, head coach Jerry Staten, Hall of Fame coach. And coach, I'll come over to you, Coach. First off, you know, what a journey that you and your coaching staff and your kids have been on this year. And you cap that off with truly an amazing performance. There's always going to be plays and things you want to maybe go back and look and change, but you'll never live with an ounce of regret for the effort that was given. And then to cap that off and to turn around and look at behind you and see all those people supporting you, had to be a pretty darn good feeling for a head football coach.
Well, first, we don't feel like we got beat. We just ran out of time. And I cannot give our coaches enough credit for what they have been able to do with this program. You know, you see the finished product. You see the players on the field. You see the discipline. You see the hustle and the pursuit and the hard hitting. But what you don't see are the hours and hours of preparation before we even get to the practice field, and then all the time on the practice field that the players and coaches put together. So I want to give these coaches a tremendous amount of credit. We have an excellent, excellent coaching staff, and for a 2A size school, we're very blessed. And I'm told that by other coaching staffs that we play against and from around the state that know about football. But we sold more tickets to Albia than any other 2A school. And the crowd, I had all the every one of the top four officials of the Iowa High School Athletic Association commented to me about the enthusiasm and the excitement of our crowd. And I tell you, our people were fired up, and you don't get greater support than that. And all we needed was the ball, 6 points difference, and about 3 minutes on the clock. Well, we had about a minute and a half or so, and we had a couple mistakes there. But what people don't realize is that the people on our side had seen us come from behind like that times before, where we had the ball late, we take it down and score. The other side, they wanted their defense to hold that line. So there was a lot of noise down there. And I have to tell my players that really I take the blame for the mistakes that happened with all that crowd noise on the field, because the last two times I was had a team in the Dome in the semifinals and the finals, I played really loud music the whole time we practiced that week, getting ready for it, and I did not do that this time. We should have had that music cranked up, and by the time I thought about it, it was too late. But next time, we'll get the music cranked up, and we'll be ready for that kind of stuff that does make a difference. It's really hard to hear on the floor, but our kids gave a great effort. Our coaches worked real hard. They made great adjustments, and you can see we were right in there with the top three teams in the state, and we feel like we had a little more time in that game, we'd have been in the final. So, but you deal with what it is, and I'm proud of our effort. I'm proud of our community. We really let the state of Iowa know that Albia supports its young people in whatever sport it is, whatever is going on. We support our young people.
Coach, the accolades and the postseason awards are starting to roll in, and this football team and your coaching staff, with lots of recognition in district and amongst the 2A coaches as well. You know, we yet to get the All-State honors, but we know there's going to be several guys that will be recognized as well. So the rewards are starting to come in.
Well, yes, they are, and the players actually earn those awards. The coaches get to make nominations, and in the district, you get one vote, just like every other school. And it's what the players have done that makes a difference. And on All-State, coaches don't get any vote at all. And I'm excited that those All-State teams will be coming out soon. We have a number of people that should get recognition. It's more difficult for a sophomore to get it because people are pushing their seniors, but we have a couple sophomores that might even get the All-State consideration. It's not about being an award winner. It's about the
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Bloodsport arrows tipped with rages. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
Nothing says I love you better on Christmas Day than a gift from Gardner Collier Jewelry. We have a dazzling display of diamond wedding sets and anniversary bands, now 20% off. Or choose from our selection of diamond rings, earrings, and pendants with 25% savings. When gift giving this Christmas, give a gift from Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Technology this morning, having some fun with us.
And so I apologize for a little delay here. We were talking to Coach Staten, and Coach was really deep into the conversation. Coach, all those listeners who were tied to their radios and to their computers listening to your conversation, they just missed about 10 minutes of really good stuff. But you were talking so affectionately about this broadcaster, and they missed it. Yeah, but Coach... we got to still go back and recap some of the things that you've already said a couple of times.
Well, it's kind of like asking Lincoln to redo the Gettysburg Address after he's already given it. Hope he gets it right the second time, because he did a good job the first time. But you asked me my recollections of the season, and I said that I'm very proud of my coaches. Everyone sees the finished product on the field, and before the players take the field, there's a lot of planning and organization that goes on before we ever start practice. And when practice begins, then the work of the coaches begins to show. And the repetition is the hammer that fastens the thought, and the players then start learning what it takes. And I've had people telling me how disciplined our players looked on the field, the way we took the field, the way we had our huddle, our pregame warm-up, our halftime warm-up. And those things don't just happen. And you asked about some of the awards that are about to come in for the players, and I think the awards are nice. They're kind of a political thing. The coaches don't have very much to do with it. We are not. The media picks those teams. We don't even have a vote in it. And when a running back is given an award, it's great. But what about those linemen that did the blocking up front? Linebacker makes all state, but what about those defensive linemen that kept the blockers off the linebacker so they could make the play? So it's nice, but the real value for the players is the teamwork that they learned about, the cooperation, the learning how to make a commitment, being dedicated. Those are the things that count, and in 10 years, we'll see where these young men are. I sure don't want this to be the greatest thing they ever do in their lives. There are far greater, more important things that are to come, but these lessons in football help them have a basis to draw upon, to learn to fight back when you're behind, learn to get up off the ground when you've been knocked down and dust yourself off and throw yourself back into the battle. Those are things that are going to matter. Will they become good citizens? Will they become somebody the boss can count on to work hard and keep their hand out of the till? That's what really matters, and football helps teach those lessons. And I'm so proud of the community of Albia, because they certainly do support their people. And I said before, I want to say it again, they sold more tickets to Albia fans than to anybody else so far in the playoffs, and our people were there. And I want to, I don't know what I'm saying is for the second time or third time or what, but when we were on the field there at the end, we had them where we wanted them, only down 6 points. We got the ball, and our people have seen us come from behind a number of times this way. That's exactly what Albia football is all about, but we just ran out of time. They didn't really beat us. We ran out of time, but there was so much noise, and it was just wonderful. What an environment. But all the Albia people were cheering, let's go blue, yes you can, you know. And over on the other side, those walk-on people saying, well, hold demons and don't let them move the ball down the field. And we had a couple of mistakes, and I'm going to take the fault for those. Two times I had teams in the dome, we played really loud music the whole time, because you can't hear on the floor, and we kind of got used to all that racket and noise, and I didn't do that this time. So mark this one up to the coach, the center. He couldn't hear the snap count, and if I had done my job a little better, we might have been able to avoid those penalties where we kind of fell apart there at the very last drive.
Well, if you were Lincoln, you just you landed on both feet after doing the Gettysburg Address, maybe for the third time, Coach. Let's talk about this program, Coach. You know, one of the things that that you've seen while you've been here, you talked about it. You know, you were at three, you'd be in the playoffs, and you were ahead of schedule with that. But getting to the dome, all these different levels now, and the bar being set higher and higher of the expectations. You talked about getting into the weight room. Kids had four opportunities already this week to get in and get better for next year. That becoming not the exception, but the expectation. It starts to make the program work a little smoother, and you start to see even more development in your kids, and not just in the football, but just having their weekly study. You know, it starts to make expectations in a program where that just becomes what you do.
Well, 6 years ago when I started, I said Albia will play for and win a state championship. And there were people who were very, they didn't think that was ever going to happen. Well, they see now that it is possible. But we have not played for and won a state championship. you think that every young person in Albia would see what it took to get here, that the being involved and supporting their brothers in other sports when they're didn't see that, and if they're not willing to pay that price, then you're not going to go dance in the big dance. You have to be willing to do what the lesser teams are unwilling to do. And I think that these young people, we could have an even better team next year than we had this year if they're willing to pay the price. Lay down, that's not going to happen. And we now have the respect of people getting upset because your child is not having a lot of playing time in October and November when they haven't done anything in the winter months to get stronger, to get bigger, isn't going to get it done. The time to get upset is right now. We've already had four opportunities to go get stronger, and some of the kids have failed to do that, just like they did last year. And then so I think the returning juniors and seniors need to know that some of these freshmen are working. They have been in the weight room already, and they're starting to gain ground. So Albia is no longer going to be tolerant of mediocre football. They want to see us. They've had a taste of what it's like to play for the chance to go to the state championship game, and they liked it. And I hope our players like it. I know our coaches are enthused. Our coach will work hard. This is a great coaching staff, and we should be thankful that we have men that are willing to volunteer their time and put so much time in for the young people. And the best is yet to come if the kids are willing to work. But hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. You get to those last four games, and every team out there has talent. Then it becomes some other things. How long can you fight the good fight? How well can you come back from adversity? What kind of condition are you in? Are you healthy? When you get beat up going into those last two games, it changes the dynamic. So I really love the way Albia supports our young people in all things. And I would hope that some of these young men would say, you know, I might have an opportunity to get a scholarship. Coaches don't get scholarships for young people. They earn it by being accountable in the classroom. By the time a boy is a sophomore, he should have taken the ACT test at least once. When I used to supervise those tests, I had kids in the ninth grade that had taken them for the third time. And you got to have the grades. It doesn't do any good to be a great athlete and not be able to qualify to get into school. So those are all things that are important. Being responsible. Are there any boys that haven't checked in their equipment yet? If they have process.
Shop Menards Home for Christmas sale for big savings and all of your holiday needs. You'll find great deals on gifts, decorations, home decor, and much more. Maintain clean indoor air with Hunter air purifiers. They capture and kill airborne germs, viruses, and bacteria while reducing household odors. An 11 by 14 foot room total air sanitizer by Hunter is on sale for just $99. For the lowest prices every day and sales too, shop Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And it's time for Blackbird Primitive's annual Christmas open house, November 21st through the 23rd. There will be in-store specials, and with all purchases, you get your name in for a drawing for a $50 gift certificate. This is the time to get your Christmas decor for your home. Blackbird Primitive's Christmas open house, November 21st through the 23rd. Open till 7 p.m. on Thursday and 5:30 on Friday and Saturday. That's Blackbird Primitive's on the south side of the Albia Square. Christmas open house.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Improvising here. Sometimes life throws you a few obstacles, and you just got to improvise and adjust, and that's what we're doing this morning here. The technology kind of failed us a little bit this morning. We apologize for all the interruptions, but I've got the coaches on a speakerphone in the conference room at CFirst, Community First Credit Union, and, there's a lot of tickets sold, guys, and those, they'll say buy the offense. And I've got Coach Farrington here. Coach, what an offensive team you had the luxury of coaching. You probably had the easiest job on the team. All you had to do is draw a circle and say run and catch the ball or hand it off to Schultz or Sarver, and then it was easy.
Yeah, you sound just like those other coaches at our coaches' meetings, especially those guys on the defensive side. But on occasion, the other team does do some coaching as well, and we have to do a little strategizing, try to get the right kids in the right spots, and for the most part, we were pretty successful at that this year. Not as much as we wanted to be in that last game, but, you know, that team was very tough, and if you had a chance to see the game last night or yesterday afternoon, you could see that they had some players who could play football.
You know, some people who haven't been around and actually watched, and there are a lot of fans that made their way up to the Uni Dome and that, you know, hadn't been to an Abbey football game. And I hear a lot of them, well, that, you know, Coach Dayton, he's been around a long time. He's just doing things old style, you know. When are we going to do something a little bit new? And I'm like, they have no clue. They have never even looked into the playbook because this playbook has about every formation you could possibly think of. And talk about creative, the preset. You know, we are running the exception in the way that we run offense. Most of these teams have gotten real fancy, and they've all spread everybody across the field. And we've seen how that worked on Friday nights for our opponents. So talk about the depth of this the playbook you get to orchestrate.
Well, we have three main sets that we use. There's and out of each one of those, there's a lot of variations. And then every once in a while in practice, coach. Or Coach Dykstra, the insiders, as I like to call them, they have this inside playbook, this magical playbook. They'll just say something, and then we have to figure out what they're talking about, and then we run it, and it's something we haven't ever done before. So there's a lot of things that we haven't done, but we have, at last count, we had 110 plays that we could run both ways. So that's like 220 plays, I think, total. But there's a lot of things to keep track of, and on each one of those plays, you know, each kid has a different job to do, so it's quite a bit of it's a mental thing and it's a physical thing. They have to go out there and know what to do, and then they have to be able to physically do it. And, then it's the coach's job to figure out which one of those plays would work in the best situation. So it's quite a process, and it takes not just the 11 kids on the field, but I think there's about 10 offensive coaches that all have input into it as well.
Coach, talk about these seniors that you're losing, and so you start with the quarterback that you've that's been in the program and has been a starter for four of his high school years, and five wouldn't be too bad, but I think he wants to graduate and go on. But talk about those seniors and the leadership you found there, and being able to go to that extra coach on the field or coaches.
Well, first, we encourage all our players to graduate in 4 years, Jason. Five-year plan sounds good, but their eligibility is used up, so it's time for them to move on. But, it's nice, and it's not just Brett, but each one of those seniors, they have a great knowledge of what we're trying to do, whether it's Brett coming in with a play suggestion or Zach, all wide receivers think they're open. But when Zach says, I can beat a kid on a particular pass route, that's true. He's just not telling you that because he wants the ball thrown to him, but he can beat the kid. Griffinosing, blocking people is a great thing. And, of course, we got Alex Schultz back there running the ball. And, you ask him if he's good to go, and he says yes, and he is. So, those are guys that we rely upon. The amazing thing is I think those were, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I think those were our only seniors we had playing on offense. So, even though they'll be very tough to replace, and I'm sure our fans have, as well as I and the other coaches have enjoyed watching them play, it was a great luxury to have their experience out there, but they have also done a great job of passing the lessons they've learned on to the players that are younger than them and have set examples and standards for those guys that they can reach and hopefully with a little more hard work exceed.
Talking with the coaches here at Corner 35, using a little bit of a technology change, so... But those talented, the skill players, in order for them to succeed, they got to do it up front. And the linemen this year, Coach Dykstra has done an outstanding job offensively. Coach, the thing I find to be compelling with you is that you do like to take the mic from you and from me.
No, you're
playing for his own show here. But talk about this very young offensive group. I guess the best part about this is today you wake up and you've got all the guys coming back.
Definitely so, and the guys have really worked hard to get where they are, and to take a bunch of sophomores and juniors to the dome when you know that you're playing against teams that have seniors on their line, and to do what we did is outstanding. But that line, I think a lot of the fans knew that line changed a lot. There was a lot of names that a lot of the fans hadn't heard before that stepped up and played wonderful ball for us. And that's a contribute to our depth with some of our younger guys. There's the starters, but there's also the backups who support those guys. And they've done a wonderful job. Every week we've had to dial in somebody to a new position. And as Coach said, there's a lot of memorization and learning what to do for different positions. And leading up to the playoff game at the Dome, we were battling colds, and Coach and I both have one, and there was many times when our starters wasn't there, and we had people who played guard that was playing tackle, and all the way leading up, we were still adjusting players, and that's just outstanding for a position coach to have depth of freshmen, sophomores, and juniors who are willing to step up and learn and do what it takes. No me players. It was all about the team. Where can I help the team? And that's just outstanding. And to have juniors and sophomores willing at this age to do that is an incredible feat. And hats off to the offensive line and the backups. They've really worked hard all season, and to get where they are and where we'll be next year is outstanding. And those seniors who, you know, granted, we didn't have any seniors on the offensive line, but to have those seniors lead those sophomores and juniors, they did a wonderful job.
Yeah, they were great encouragers, and, you know, in spite of some obstacles at times, you know, and the linemen, when something goes wrong, it's a lineman. And when things go great, you know, it oftentimes is the last person you think of. But so you know, I was pleased with the leadership. I always hear the guys that get to touch the football, encouraging and bragging about their brothers up front, and that's a really good sign because they needed that encouragement, particularly early on, trying to grasp with learn the program. And then, as a sophomore, you shouldn't be as physically talented as you will be when you're a senior and you're playing seniors and juniors and older guys. You know, so I think that was real important to the success of the season, is the older guys encouraging those young linemen.
Definitely so, and that was really nice to see. And giving put-ups instead of you know, put-downs, and they played as a team, and to have such a mix of classes, it very proud of what they've done, and it's outstanding. So,
Coach Dykstra, the offensive line coach, the outstanding line coach, and let's move over to the side of the football. They say wins championships, so we sold those tickets, and we gave it a push to battle on the football field. And Coach Coach Bear with me, the defensive coordinator. Coach, what an amazing season for you guys, and how tough was that defense against a very good, we saw how good they were in the championship game, walk-on, amazing opponent, and it was a slugfest out there.
You bet, Jason. Not only in the championship game, but all year our defense has been pretty salty. We've strived to be the best we can be, and all year long we have taken kind of a ragtag bunch of kids and made outstanding defensive players out of them. I mean, everybody all years along said we were too small. We were too little. We weren't talented enough. And I guess that's a testament to the kids and the community here in Albia that we are rough and we are tough. And that goes back to the three P's of our defense: penetrate, pursue, and punish. And it doesn't matter if you're 6'2 or 6'3 or 5'8 or 5'10, we're going to come at you, we're going to hit you, and we're going to try to hurt you.
Coach, you know, these seniors, you know, the defense was, it was full of sophomores, and doing two platoon football, you're spreading the 11 seniors out across the field and only four on the defensive side. You know, that that was a real challenge, but you had great senior leadership out of guys that not only great athletes, but they're cerebral people. You know, they're very smart guys, too.
You bet. Dalton Folkerts, senior defensive lineman captain, did an outstanding job all year long, bringing the plays in, making sure everybody's huddled up correctly. Hugh Sinclair, outside linebacker for us, did an outstanding job this year. Really pursued to the ball well. Towards the end of the season, come on very, very strong and really helped us win some big critical games. Dylan Perkins, big man up front, really dominated the line of scrimmage, done an outstanding job. And Griffin Osing, inside linebacker, he was a team leader, done an outstanding job, really got to the ball and really laid some hits on people.
Coach Bear, outstanding job out of you all season long. I'm going to run to Coach Folkerts as we run off the air. Coach Folkerts, buddy, we've had technology issues, and I wanted to talk with you today about this defensive front because they were undersized but never outmanned.
Now we got the kids on our defensive line, or our defense in general. You know, Coach talked about being small and maybe not physical enough, but, you know, when you got the hearts the size of lions, it's pretty tough to stop them. You know, I'm really proud of these kids for doing what they did. And you know, not only size, but the age of the group, too. And to only have, basically, we had three senior starters most of the year on defense, and then Griffin came up, and you know, it's been a great season. We've had a ton of fun. These kids, you know, just like last Saturday night, it's, you know, you got to take the agony of defeat here, but you also got to remember to celebrate the season, and I think the kids are doing that now and finally starting to understand what they did, because all season long they were focused on the next important game. The most important game, which was the next one, and they never really did talk about the past game. And they had a goal, and they wanted to reach it, and they, you know, they fell a little bit short, but by golly, they gave it one heck of a run. And I'm really proud of these kids and the coaching staff this year. They did a great job.
Well, they're having a special celebration at the high school on Sunday night, and the community's invited to come. 6 o'clock, I believe, is the open to the community, and get out and give these guys individual pats on the back and get to see them and see them as men, and what great men they're becoming. What a great season it's been. You've been listening to this technology-challenged Coach's Corner from the corner 34 and 5. Have a great Saturday. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner.
Go Big Blue! Woo!
Unfortunately, we weren't.